The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. As cute as tuxedo-patterned penguins would look sporting oversized loafers, footwear is not part of the dress code for these warm-blooded birds. And for good reason. Bare feet prevent these stately ice emperors from burning up in their suits. Most of the penguin body is kept cozy by its warm, waterproof plumage. Their feathers are small to keep the frigid water away from their skin and to provide their hydrodynamic shape. In total, penguins have many more feathers than flying birds, who generally need insulation only from air temperatures and don't require such dense natural wetsuits for protection. Beneath the skin, blubber adds to the insulation. And together, fat and feathers work so well that a careless bird might overheat on a sunny day. The naked beak and feet allow heat to escape, helping the body to maintain a steady temperature. A little biological ingenuity keeps the extremities from icing over. Certain arteries in the penguin leg can adjust blood flow in response to foot temperature, feeding the foot just enough blood to keep it a few degrees above freezing. Not that all penguin species need such a system. On the equator, Galapagos penguins contend with sweltering sun and heat, with much help from their cool feet and the cold water of the Humboldt Current.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.